Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you. Needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more. The truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend I know in need.
I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey,
he saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else
around,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it,
dear girl.
Said
that
he is mine.
Amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
I said, what did he see?
Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I'm his.
Ooh,
it doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First give honor to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. I am super excited. The woman of God will be on shortly, Pastor Taylor. Get your pens and paper together. The woman of God has a word from the Lord just for you on today. Happy 2024 to everyone. Don't look back. Remember, leave 2023 where it was at. Don't be like Lot's wife and look back and turn into a pillow of salt. Keep looking forward. Keep standing on the word of God. Keep trusting in him and not in man. And I guarantee you will never leave, he will never leave you blind. Remember, the Bible says God will never leave you nor forsake you. Excuse me. It's us that leaves him. Father God, we ask you to come on the show this morning. Less of your daughter and more of you. Let her decrease and you increase in her. Use her on today, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way on the show. This is the first show for 2024. And we ask you to have your way today, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Definitely want to give out to some of the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States. Canada, Brazil, Ghana, South Africa, Hong Kong, Russia, Zimbabwe, Italy, Hungary. We know that some of you can openly praise God, and that's just some of the countries I've called out. I didn't call out the rest, but I want to make this point. We know you can openly praise God, but we on this side of the globe is praying and interceding for you. You're not alone. Remember, that's the first thing the enemy wants you to think, that you're alone. Yes, a prophet walk is a lonely walk. Trust me, it is. But you have people on this side that's behind you, holding you up. Come on here. Iron sharpens iron. This is no judgment zone. We're not on here to judge you, but we are on here to encourage, inspire, push, and uplift you because the Holy Spirit loves you, and so do we. God loves you, not by yourself. He doesn't care about what you did last night nor this morning. He's right there with his hands and his arms open for you to come in. Just try it, and I guarantee your life will change. Not going to say it's going to be easy at first. Absolutely not. But it will get better day by day. Keep standing on the word of God. Know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all Do you hear me? Exceedingly abundantly above all. You are a child of a king. You're a royal priesthood. You're beautifully and wonderfully made. Please hear me and hear me well. Don't look back. I know it's tempting. I know 2023 was hell. Yes, I said it. But don't look back. It's time to take back everything that was taken from you in 2023. Stand up. Hold your head. Adjust your crown. Sharpen your sword. And get ready to fight. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Again, this is a no-judgment zone. I'm not on here to judge you. Pastor Taylor's not on here to judge you. But we are on here to encourage, inspire, push, and uplift you. We'll be right back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Key, and I'm getting ready to worship quarantine style with some family and friends. Anisha, yeah. Are you there?
Hey.
Tyrone, are you there?
Good.
Drea, Shelby, are you there? Marcus Johnson, Mark J, are you in the building or what at home? Shalita, are you there? Adia, are you there?
Hey, Kiara.
Tony, Uncle Snoop, Paris. What about Brooke? Are you there? Deshaun Jones, are you there? And now, my beloved sister, Tasha Cobb-Leonard, are you there? Are you there, darling? Okay, here we go. Something has to break in your life. We're in this together, so we're worshiping and making it fun. So we are.
I believe you lead me through.
Something has to break. It is 2024. Come on here. We did enough in 2023 to let things get over on us or let people use us unmeaningly, not knowing that they're using us. But in 2024, take a stand. Something has to break through. Remember, it's time to break generation curses. It's time to stand up on your feet and fight. I'm not going to prolong the time. Excuse me, I'm presenting some and introduce the other, none other, my sister in Christ, Pastor Carol Taylor, Carolyn Taylor. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am doing well in the Lord. How are you this morning?
I am blessed and pushing through. I have my armor on. I have my pen and paper right here ready to eat spiritually this morning. The floor is yours. I know the Lord downloaded something inside of you for his women and men of God. But it's Women's Day Thursday, so for us this morning. Well, I'm going on mute. The floor is yours, Pastor.
Do I supposed to mute?
You go ahead and talk.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We give God all the glory this morning. We thank God for what we have heard, what we have received from the music and what God has done this for. We give him the glory. We thank him for the prayer that she has prayed over my life. We ask God to use me and never before. We ask that his Shekinah glory shall fall. Let me move out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that he sent his word from on high. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is no longer me, that I am the vessel that he will use this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the blood that raises us this morning, and we thank you for the blood that's going to carry us through. We give God the glory this morning in Jesus' holy and magnificent name. Send your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We come to you this morning speaking about the prophetic women of God that's in the Bible, and God has sent me Esther. We're going to talk about Esther this morning because truly we need some Esthers in the land. And we're going to talk about for such a time as this. For such a time as this, we're going to talk about our story of Esther this morning. And I'm just going to let God have his way because Esther, because truly we can just roll it. We can just roll it and just see what God's going to do in the land for Esther today. You know, it was set in the time of Persia around 479 B.C. During the reign of King Augustus, we call him Ezar. I might roll these names a little bit different, but you know who I'm talking about. The book of Esther and the dramatic narration, which is around the spiritual insight of Esther, profound spiritual insight of. We're going to talk about her today. And we're going to search around the King Esther. When the Queen Vashti refused to come before King Ezra, and he was drunken around his friends in a feast. Come on here, somebody. She was banished from the king. Let me tell you something. If you have some discernment, if you have some things going on with your life, God's going to set you up for a blessing. So you better pay attention sometimes. She was banished from the kingdom in a search for a new queen. Come on, you better have your life together. You better have your life together. In a search for a new queen, King Ezra ordered, you know, he was listening to his friend. Come on, queen. Come on, king. You're lonely here. You're a little lonely here. You need to search for a new queen. So he ordered all the beautiful women in the royal precinct of Shishu to be brought before the palace so he can search and choose a new wife. During that time, living in Shushu, there was a Jewish man named Malachi. Come on. Who was raising his niece, Queen Esther. She was Esther at that time. This is beautiful, orphan niece. They didn't mention her parents. They didn't talk about all that. They just said a beautiful girl named Esther. They was just kind of dragging these girls away. You know, she's beautiful. Let's just take her, you know. And then Malachi talked to her and spoke to her and told her, don't ever tell them you're a Jew. Jews was hated in that land. Don't tell them that. She was just beautiful. Esther was brought to the palace and with all the other beautiful young women. And out of all those women, he picked Esther. She was selected for the favorite and declared the queen. As Malachi has advised her and told her, don't tell nobody about your inheritance. Now, out of this, there's five things that Esther would teach us. She teaches us five successful things about a woman. Let me share them with you this morning real quick. I'm going to go as fast as I can because there is something about a woman during the story of Esther and the niece of the king. Now, prosthetic means accurately describing a prediction what will happen in the future. God used her. God used her because he knew what was coming ahead for those Jews. God will use you if you let him. He will use anything. If he used that donkey on Damascus Road, he'll use you too. Think about that. But one of the five things that Esther teaches us is initiative. If you have the initiative, the ability to access the initiative thing independently, the power to authority to act on, take the chance before others do. You better be ready to take the chance before somebody else do. She didn't just stand there and hug and grab on the mic, I ain't going. He just gave her some instructions and she went on by her way. You better be ready to take the initiative before somebody else do. You can't be lazy and not willing to go. When Mordecai discovered Haman and planned and destroyed the Jews, he had to tell her what to do. He enlisted Esther's help, asking her rather to command her people to go before the king and beg them on her behalf. She didn't chicken out. They had to come up with a plan to save the people. You have to take the initiative. That's your family. That's your family that God put you in charge of. Your husband's out working. We are prayer warriors. We got to pray this thing through. She had to say, he came to her. Malachi said, but wait a minute. She said, wait a minute. Let me go. She had to go and think about this. Tell my people, let's fast. So Malachi doesn't tell her how about to go about this. No, he didn't. She said, perhaps. We was not aware of one. Look, she had to say, hello, hold up here. King, I just can't go walking up in there. He might kill me. Then it was Esther who devised the plan on how to actually carry out Malachi's demand. Yes, it was. Tell the people to fast 3 days and repent. That's what we have to do. Fast 3 days. Okay, in January, what do? We fast in the new year. We pray and we fast in the new year. This is the time. I guess it's God, you better do this thing. This is the time when we got to be fasting and praying for our family in the new year so they can bring in some things. New beginning, restoration, revive, bring in this new year. So this is what that is what she said. They will be delivered. Another thing, number one, was take the initiative for our family. We can't do everything for them, but they can fast and pray, and we all going to do this together. Take in the initiative. We can't walk for them. We can't talk for them. We can't do everything for them. They have to take the initiative themselves. We have to take the initiative. God got to drop the plan down, and then we have to start taking the initiative to bring the plan up to come to pass. Then we got to have the faith. Look. We walk around here whining and crying. Where's the faith at? The faith means to believe to pursue the thing, to assume the thing for a conviction. The faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance that the Lord is working it out. We cannot see it. We ain't going to see it because we should have the faith that the Lord is going to bring it out. Faith knows that no matter what the situation is in our lives, that no one else, that the Lord will be working it out. So Esther had the faith. She tied to Queen Esther the initiative in gathering the Jews in her faith in God, who is entitled her to gather all the Jews and the people to support and protect her in every dangerous endurance. She had the initiative to walk into the king's palace without fear. She had the faith. If she didn't have that faith, the Jews wouldn't be here today because the king was planning on killing the Jews. She went in there with fear and trembling, but God brought her out with the victory. Some things we have to walk into with fear and trembling, but only if we believe. See, the doubt might come, but you got to believe. You got to cast that doubt out. You got to put your head on the enemy and say, look, God gave me this plan, and you will not take it away. You will not take it away. I denounce you and send you back to the pits of hell from which you come. This fast will not be in vain. You will not have the victory here. You better take the initiative, and you better take the faith over that enemy. He does not have the victory. In order to believe that the impossible is the possible, we must take an leap of faith. And it does not matter whether one is believing, but the Jews would come out. You got to believe you're going to come out. So they didn't have that. They had the faith of the impossible faith. They fasted with her, and they had to believe because their life was on the line. Our life is on the line. Look at what's going on in the world. Every time we lay down, we're not subject to wake up. That's just a plan because we don't know the day. We don't know the hour. We don't know the time. So we got to keep it right, and we got to keep it real with God. And that's just it. The third thing that we must have is courage. She had courage. She had the courage, impossible courage, just to step in that palace to speak to her king and tell him what she needed. Because God, like they say, when you dig one ditch, hey, how does somebody say, you better be digging two. You don't fool around with God's people. The courage is the ability to do the thing, something that frightens one. Ha, shibashi. Strength in the face of the pain of grief. Strength in the face of the pain of grief. You better have courage. Have not I commanded you thee? Be strong and of good courage. Hey, be not afraid, neither thee be discouraged, dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Woo, wherever thou go. I love this scripture. Hey, Joshua 1:9. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be not dismayed. Need to be afraid. Because thy God is with you wherever you go. I love this scripture. Take God along with you wherever you go. Remember, God is with you wherever you go. Do not be afraid. Courage is the ability to accept the future through your actions. Take you with him today. Take him along with you. It is about taking the life and taking your life into your own hands. The life, you better take God with you. You better put him in your hands. Like they say, God unchanging hands. It's God unchanging hands, people. Women of God, you better take him along with you. I'm getting excited about God, about making the decisions and your actions. This is about our actions. This is about our family, my husband, my children, my church family. This is about our family in the name of Jesus Christ, as well as taking the ability of your choices. Your choices will make, and don't you take one step without asking Jesus. You better do like Sarah did. Say Esther did. They all up in here, baby, because I was looking at all of them. I had to get on my knees today just to teach this lesson. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're doing, you better ask God first. Remember, God got your back always. You better get on your knees and say, Lord, what shall I do today? Lord, help me in this prayer. Lord, I'm going to the, I don't care what it is. When I first got saved, my husband said, you're going to tell your pastor when you're going to the restroom. If that's what it takes, I'm going to let her know. Let me tell you, church, as well as taking the responsibility for your choices, King Esther acted courageously when she made it, the decision to get into the, to gather the Shushan Jews. Fast and approach the king. She had to fast and approach the queen. She had courage to plan the feast. Baby, she had to plan a feast. Now, don't tell me sometime when your family comes to your house, that's courage. You save, some of them ain't. You might hear a little cussing, a little drinking, but you still got to gather them together because that's courage. They got to see you saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. You might, they when they see you saved, living the life, they get saved. So you got to be having your courage. She had courage to plan the feast, her time, and to make her request. Her future, her courage was up in the king of a God. God saved those Jews after Haman had demised to make the future request. Because his future request was to kill him. Her future request was to save him. So your future request is to save your family. It might be to save your husband. It might be to save your neighborhood. Whatever your future request is, it's in your hands. It was in her hands. Because you never know what demise is. Number four, and I'm almost through. Have a mentor. Sometimes you need a mentor. She had her uncle. She had Malachi. When she started doing things for the king, Malachi became his secondhand man. So you need a mentor. Joshua had a mentor. Some people in the Bible had a mentor. You have to have a mentor. We have Jesus, of course, but you need somebody there helping you just so you can lean on them. We all need somebody to lean on. We all need somebody to go to. We all need somebody to talk to. You cannot keep all this pressure up on your heart all the time. You better have somebody you can lean on. Have a mentor, an encouragement, somebody you can experience with and trust, and an advisor, and that you can trust with counselor and to guide you through your tutoring. You better get somebody. You better stop thinking you all up there and your shoulder's about to bust. You about to fall out. They got to catch you. You're in the hospital. My pastor used to tickle me. It's a shame God got to put you on your back to talk to you when you could have just talked to somebody out here. Y'all better stop this stuff. Y'all better stop having heart attack strokes. I had 4 heart attacks. I had 3 strokes. But thank God for bringing me out. Y'all better stop this stuff because we need a mentor. We need somebody that we can talk to. Hey, I'm telling y'all right. Queen Esther was raised by her uncle Malachi because she was an orphan, but he was also her mentor. We have many mentors in our life, and we just overlooked them. I ain't listening to her. We don't even want to listen to our mama. We don't even listen to our daddy. We end up on the street. Yeah. Ladies, number one, we better stop this stuff. We don't give in any detail about her parents, as I told you before. What is clear and vital that Esther, Queen Esther, before she was queen, was mentored by her uncle. And once she was taken into King's palace, she continued to do as Monica advises her. Do we listen like that? Do we listen like that? Do we listen like that? Well, for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I got to say it again. Do we listen like that? He's the one that advised her not to reveal her secret that she was a Jew. We need to learn to listen. God is commanding us today to listen to the one who has ruler over us. Thank you, Jesus. I have found that there is many ways that we can be. We can also be a mentor. We can be a mentor just by going to a women's home. If we're an apostle, we can be a mentor to our members, which we try to do very much. We can pray for them. We can smile. We can be mentors. Find yourself out there being a mentor to somebody. The last one, I'm coming to a close. Letting your buyers drive your actions. Now, this is where we're really falling short. Mentors and buyers. Your buyer, a person or society, believe about good behavior. Do we have good behavior? And what things are important? What is your character? Oh, my, the Lord is, you better stop that. I didn't drop that in there. What's your character? What's your character looking like out there? Is it many people? I want to be like so-and-so, T.D. Jakes and all these people. Okay. Shut up, Jesus. Shut your mouth. Hey, shake your baba sheep. Oh, my God. Don't shut up. Shut up. You want to be like Jesus. You better find yourself. You better walk in this lane. What is your buyers? It's important to compare King Augusta, Vasta, or like thereof to those of King Esther. They didn't practically like the Jews or didn't hate the Jews. He didn't like them or hate them. The fact that King Esther was a Jew does not mean he liked the Jews. It meant that he loved Queen Esther, respectfully the other Jews. Had King Augusta didn't love her, he probably would have killed her. But he identified himself as hating them, but he didn't kill them because he respected King Esther just that much. And he granted her request because of her buyers and her love and what she did for her people because of God in her life. It raised up higher than that hate. And he saw something down in the inside of her. Her actions, on the other hand, was completely driven by her love and respect for her uncle, as well as her love for her people. And she had to do what she had to do because she had buyers down in the outside of her. It demanded her to go before the king and beg him to save the Jews. Sometimes, what we call it? We call it our, what's that word we use? When we get all excited, and we say our adrenaline went, and it just took over like our strength. But it was her action and her love and her and for Jesus Christ that she jumped into action, and her fasting and her praying and her faith and all these other things that we just talked about. Her initiative, that's what it was. Her value and her character of Jesus Christ and the Lord and the Savior, that all that her mentor, that her uncle had taught over the years, it's down in there. It was down in there. We've been going to church ever since we were little children, and I tell you, when that spirit hit us, and bang, you rolling on the floor, you're like, oh my God, and you get saved, and you like, all that just starts flooding back in the inside of you. That's what happened. It never left her. It was just sitting there. I don't care what she was. It's like Moses. Oh, my God. Jesus, leave me alone. It just comes flooding back in the inside of you. It just comes flooding. I don't matter where you at when that spirit hits you. Esther responded that it's too risky. But she might get killed. But it wasn't too risky because God had her back everywhere she went. Be encouraged. So you can be kind, you can be quiet, you can be important, but your values, like the fruit of the Spirit, your love, is always there. Your kindness is there. He got you. Just use it. She seems to request more than just a sight reminder that Monica of the invocation she had bared if she refused. But immediately, the final the choice is hers, and she chooses to let her buyers drive her to action. That's what it was. It wasn't her adrenaline. It was her buyers. The lesson of buyers driving actions can pretty much be taken into any realm of your life. To me, it means being my required self and letting it show. Often, if I don't show what to do in a certain situation, I would try to analyze the situation in the terms of buyers. Figure out which one is more important, which buyer is more important. It's like you're going to line them up. You're going to check out every one of these. What's your initiative? What's your courage? What's happening? Who can I talk to about it? Especially Jesus. And then you're going to find out. You're going to figure this thing out to me. And then determine the course of your action, just like Esther did. And it's all going to be running into the most important thing. What will Jesus do? Yes! I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. I'm going to take the initiative. I'm going to figure this out all through what would Jesus do. And he's going to bring me out all right. If he brought me to it, he's going to take me through it, and he's going to bring me out all right. That's what he's going to do. Because no matter what he's doing, he's going to bring me all right. He's going to be the therefore, if you have any encouragement for being united with Christ, if any comfort from the love, if any common sharing in the spirit, if any tenderness and any compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, having one in the spirit and one mind, not doing one of the selfish ambition and vain concept, rather in the humility by your other above yourself, not looking of your own interest, but each other of love. I'm telling you, Philippians 2 and 3, Jesus loves us. He loves us. You just be encouraged. You be like Esther. You be determined, because Esther's determination, exceptional bravery and strength, willingness of fulfillment of God's purpose on her life, whatever the cost, that's what brought her out. And we got that down in the inside of us. And don't let no devil in hell tell you different. I hope somebody got something out of this word, because I truly love you from the bottom of my heart. And God is working in us just like he was working in Esther. And our family love us because they know we're praying for us, praying for them, praying for them. And may God bless you and keep you is my prayer. God bless you.
Amen. What a word. Took with me was God will use you. It's us that don't want to be used sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's us that don't want to take that step, and we know who we are. But when we really knows who we are, it's a different thing. Take a leap of faith.
Amen.
A lot of people don't want to take that leap of faith. They want to stand in the old world with me.
Amen.
But in 2024, take that leap of faith. Excuse me. And always ask God what to do. You can't make your own decision. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the one that drives you in the right direction. And you said pressure. Pressure will bust. That's where heart attacks and strokes come from. Pressure will bust. We all need somebody. Hear me well, people of God. We all need somebody to confide in and talk to. If they say they don't, they're lying. Yes, I did say that.
Mm-hmm.
They're lying.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs somebody, because pressure will eventually pop. You heard the woman of God say she had 3 heart attacks. My God. That's nothing but the Lord is still have her in the land of the living today. That's not the doctor. That's the Heavenly Father that's keeping her. For this specific reason today is to tell you that you are worth it. We need to learn how to listen. Don't nobody want to listen. As my grandfather says, too many chiefs. Too many chiefs. Nobody want to listen. They think they don't have to listen. Yes.
Yes.
You need to listen sometimes. Find yourself. She dropped some nuggets on today. I hope you guys listen to what the woman of God has to say. Oh, my God. You fed me this morning, Pastor Taylor. If you don't reach nobody else, hear me well. Yes, you reach me. Here. Apostle Kashima, Kashima, KK, Shima, you reach me. And I thank you for being obedient because Esther is one of my favorite women in the Bible.
God bless you. Yes.
Talking about sacrifice.
Yes, that's the truth. I mean, it was. Amen.
She sacrificed. She sacrificed. How many of us willing to sacrifice for our people? How many are willing to tell the truth? Come on, Pastor.
Amen. That's right. She took a chance. She really took a chance. She could have been killed. She took a chance.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. We have a call on this morning. Hold on.
Amen.
Hold on. We have a call on. Woman of God, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. I can hear you.
Good morning. You go ahead and speak.
Good morning. The host of the show today, no other than Apostle Kashima Douglas and her guest speaker, Pastor Carolyn Taylor. What a word from the Lord on this morning. I bring you greetings from Fresh New Beginnings Full Gospel Church in Houston, Texas, where I'm pastor and founder. But I want you to know today, I got a word from the Lord concerning Esther. You know what? God needs some more Esther's hallelujah. God needs some more Mordecai's hallelujah. But I got on today, God, we got to arm ourselves and pray and see God's face, amen, and fast like never before. We got to remember hallelujah, that we're in the last and evil days. We got to recognize about everything, everybody for themselves. You got to recognize you're living in the world of selfishness. You got to recognize you're living in the world of mischief and manipulation.
My Lord.
Women of God, continue to do the work. Lady Conchita Double, that God have gave you reaching the world, because this word was needed on the day. Pastor Carolyn Taylor, I want you to know I was blessed. Because God is the healer. God is the deliverer. God is the head of everything that's in our lives. And people got to recognize, amen, well, you got to be Esther. You got to get out there and win some souls. You got to get out there and save some nations. Hey, come on, our people, our young people are falling against the wayside. Everybody, if I don't get nothing else today, everybody need a mentor.
That's right.
But everybody seem like they want to walk alone. I got it.
That's true.
I know
that's
it.
So true.
I don't need no help. But everybody needs somebody in the flesh. I know Jesus, our high supreme God. I know we can go to Jesus anytime we want to. But sometimes you just need a buddy pal. Sometimes you may just need a bestie. Sometimes you may just need a spiritual leader to get you where you got to go.
Say that.
I was blessed today.
Thank you,
continue
Jesus.
Continue to do the work. It's needed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
God
you,
is so awesome.
Thank God.
In the name of Jesus, I pray
thank
the blessings
woman
of God over these women today. Peace, and blessings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I often leave with you today. It is so.
It is so.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It is so. I was blessed on today. I had to call in, amen, and I'm learning some things. Some of confession for my soul. I'm learning some things, amen, how to move around for 2024.
That's a blessing.
I got to learn some technology things, how to get on, how to get off. But you know what? It's good that you can be with the young women of God and they able to teach you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You have a blessed and wonderful day, women of God, and I was blessed this morning through this powerful word. Glory to God. I bless the Lord all today and all within me. I bless Honorable Shada, his holy name.
Amen.
It said Esther was that it was the adversary and the enemy. It's the wicked of Haman, but Haman was afraid because the king and the queen. Look at God. Look how God put some fear in us. How to move back. How to shade out. How to give your 52 on the feet. Look at God. Look at God when he's seeing you on a mission. Ain't he good? I'm finna get off this line because I'm so excited. Y'all have a blessed day and go ahead on and proceed. Give me a little bit more. I'm listening. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, that's the encouragement to one another. There's no I in team. There's no one bigger than the next. It's about helping each other. The word says love one another. And that's what we're supposed to do. You can't. It also says you have a problem with your brother, go to your brother. But sometimes you can't. And sometimes that's best for them. Let me tell the truth. Sometimes it's for their safety that you can't go talk to them. But you can still pray for them. Women of God, Esther needs to arise in you. Boy, that'll preach right there. Esther needs to arise in you. Pastor just came and dropped some heck of a nugget for you this morning. Pastor Taylor, how can the people reach you if they want you to come speak or hear a word from God from you again? How can they contact you?
Oh, they can contact me at 832-609-7527. And just text me first so I can know, because I get so many strange calls. And just tell me that, that they're contacting me from the church and everything. But it's 832-609-7527, Pastor Carolyn Taylor.
Amen. Where's the church located? What's the time? You know, we're big on support. You already know the Abba House support. The Worldwide Gospel Connection. Where's the church? The time? Do y'all have any upcoming events coming?
Not right now that I know of, but it's Fresh New Beginning Full Gospel Church, located at 7336 Calhoun Road, Houston, Texas, 77051.
And what time?
Oh, 1 o'clock, I'm sorry, 1 p.m.
Okay. Amen. Remember, if you want to connect with the woman of God, let me know. I will connect you. It is not a problem. Like I always say, it's not about me. It's not about the guests. It's all about glorifying God. They say do the sinner's prayer, but we do the overcomer scripture on here. That's Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you still can be saved. All you need to do is say yes. No, you don't have to say no all 66 books of the Bible. No, you don't have to speak in tongues. God wants your mind and your heart to connect and just say, I'm ready. Welcome. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be some rough days. It's going to be hell. It's going to be chaos. But keep your eyes on the Lord. We are here if you need us. Remember, you can reach us at 346-419-2529 and say, Apostle, I need to talk to you, or I need to talk to Chief Apostle, or I need to talk to the woman or man of God that came on the show. We are here to encourage, inspire, push, and help you get where you need to be. I want to leave you three keys. One, get you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible in this new walk. Two, find your church home. You're definitely welcome to join us at the Abba House International at 6705 HAIGHT Street, Houston, Texas, 77028 at 1130 every Sunday. Also, you can go to First One Beginnings at 1 p.m. If you need to address again, text me, inbox me. I will have it ready for you. Their service is at 1 o'clock. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. Hear me and hear me well. This must line up. They can't be teaching you the word if they're not living the word. Those three keys are get you a Bible, find your church home and make sure the man or woman of God that is preaching and walking the same thing. Now, the enemy is going to come at you full force. Hear me and hear me well. I'm not going to sugarcoat it with you because you surrender your life to Christ. But I know a man named Jesus that can supply all your needs. It's not going to be easy, woman of God, man of God. But hear me well. It will get better one day at a time. Don't look back what happened in 2020. Forgive them. If they, you don't have the opportunity to verbally tell them forgive them, say it loud. I forgive you. And also forgive me. Because you could have done something you didn't even know. And you might not know it. But forgiveness is for you. So you can move forward. I hope you have a blessed and phenomenal day. Know that we are here. You're not in this fight by yourself. Keep pushing through. God loves you, and so do we. I thank the woman of God for coming on. She will be back, both of them. See, that's what I love about God. He will put you in, connect you with like-minded people that will push you, check on you, and don't want anything in return. That's love. Remember, love is an action. When's the last time you checked on your strong friend? Because we need checking on too. I hope you was blessed on today. Remember, God loves you, and so do we. Tune in Monday for Man of Money with Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas Sr. Have a blessed and phenomenal day. Don't lose focus, people. God is right there.
Well, if you got the victory in the house, you ought to act like it.